Your Honor.
I'd like to know why the town, after listening to all of this conversation about the precarious financial position of the town is in, did they choose to go ahead and intervene in that repaving of Sullivan Street when for the 3 years prior to it, the town chose to push aside that project, saying there was no money for it. Now, when it came to election time, magically, Murphy Morgan's money are coming from the town into the village to perform a job that eliminated, forfeited a job that I had worked on for 10 years. Now, the village is still going to have its pothole. We've lost a huge amount of money. But my question is, with all of the dire problems we had in the town financially, did they chose to champion this screwed up job that was performed here on Sullivan Street?
You made a good and thereby, picture. Remember the picture they sent around
what's
everybody?
What's happening in Wordsboro? What's happening in Wordsboro? What happened indeed is, Bob Whitehead put that in motion December 98, and the town court constantly said, why does blowing smoke up your butt? There's no money for this.
Well,
95% of the money was spoken for. 80% federal, 15% state legislature through the Marcoselli program. Now, Mr. Penner denied the 2.5% that was to be part of the 5% to be supplied locally. Didn't have enough money for that. But all of a sudden we had enough money to spring $117,000 free in the grandstand plate. The sign over Sullivan Street. Look what's happening in Wordsboro. Unheard of. And I was rejected by the town. 10 years I worked on that project. And I'm furious. And I do have my irons in the fire to get what happened for those years that this thing was being pushed aside as Whitehead telling the people a story. No monies were available. At meetings held at a conference room over there with Mr. Penner and the town board and the highway superintendent, no money? The money was there. It's been shown time and again the money was there. Yet they chose to fight me till they got the proper time to do it. When they had people in place in the village that would listen to what they wanted done on a different level other than the village level. They wouldn't have gotten it done if I had stayed in office. But they chose to do that. Now why did they do that? Multimobile money.
Your Honor.
With all the problems we got, you could have used that to do any number of things to help your current precarious position.
Thank you for the information.
I am going to proceed. I currently have freedom of information requests into the village as to what happened from April 1st, 2005 to March 31st, 2007. I have the records from the county and the state as to what took place and the beseeching that was being done by the county DPW and the state DOT telling the village, get us the information we need, the resolutions we need to do what you want to do. They chose to disrupt it. I had signed a contract with Mr. Daniel Briggs on February 28, 2005. It was signed, sealed, and delivered. Selection of the man I brought in 97 to do the engineering work for the village, who made this plan to do that Sullivan Street reconstruction, and they thought so highly of it, they adopted it verbatim. That is the state DOT. Why did somebody here choose to undermine that project until they had the right setting and the right people in that village office to stymie it? They did 2 years of nothing.
Your Honor,
they did nothing.
Respectfully, if I may respond now, Your Honor.
Yes.
Thank you. I can't address that question.
I think I can, and I will.
No, but allow me to finish, all right? I'm sure that your investigation will, you'll get the information you need. I can't provide that to you, but what I can tell you is that I will be in communication with Binghamton Department of Transportation and our local legislators and see if we can appeal this and get it reinstated.
They were warned by this man out of office that they were not to proceed that way. That they were going to screw that project up that I worked so hard for and that the village worked and deserved.
I understand, sir.
How do you think I feel for my vision of Wurtsboro? That's what I was concerned with, Wurtsboro. And the town saw fit to undermine everything I was shooting at. And they shot me out of the water. But they're going to have to pay somewhere along the line here for this now.
You might want to have Bonacek too. Bonacek was in on that. The state senator Bonacek, he was in on
Greg,
that too.
So Greg,
I'm sorry, there's a lot of people who have
conversations between individuals in the audience.
The conversation I'm bringing here is very specific.
Yes, sir.
I am waiting on the Freedom of Information to get what exactly took place on the vigil at the village level at the behest of certain town people as to sidetracking the project that was fully funded, except for a 5% local, which the village would gladly have put up.
Thank you, Your Honor. Appreciate your comment. And
what I would like to know is, why did it go that way?
I can't answer that, sir.
We didn't set up three of us.
There were people here that were on the board.
Number one, you have to ask the village mayor, right? Number one. All the town did was loan the money to a state grant, and the village paid the town back.
You were aware that the town was fighting Bob Whitehead against that project moving forward? Nobody knew anything about it.
No.
Mr. Pender did his best to ridicule the situation. There's no money there. Bob Whitehead's blowing smoke up your butt. It wasn't smoke. The money were there, and the project would have been done. I want to know who pulled the grandstand act here. And I will get my solution certain. Don't tell me to ask the village, because I know how they were used too. When the people were put in there by the same people who influenced Mr. Penner, they put them in here also on the town level. So I am upset about all of a sudden we're going to work together on this because there were two elections at stake here, the supervisor's post and the legislature. What is that? What's happening in Wurtsboro? Look, we made you brand new and screwed us out of a couple of million dollars.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert.